He's always ready for us.
Oh, Kevin, come here.
And Mr. Skin, it was an absolute savant when it comes to movie and television nudity. All right?
Are you guys looking at nudies?
Not it's just nudity. It's an art form, okay? We look at this as art.
Skin.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's on the phone, and Skin, I've got a new intro for you. I just want you to know.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right? Because, yeah, we're one of the shows that cares enough about you to put the effort in, like you said. All right?
So nice. Thank you.
Hey, check it. I think you're going to like it.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
As men, it's only natural for us to look at naked girls.
It's time for...
Sinatra!
Chatting with Skin.
We love naked girls.
He's into...
Come on, he's into...
Deep into nudity.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh, yeah.
He knows naked parts.
That's
he
right.
knows when and where they'll be.
Bare, but naked.
It's time for... Chatting with Skin.
There you go, baby.
I like it.
I laid a little Sinatra. Wow. I went old school. Classic. I thought you could appreciate it.
I like it.
Sinatra. Are you like Sinatra? Are you?
I love Sinatra.
Okay, right?
I even at the Sinatra station on my car radio. I love it.
See, now that's because I knew Skin is a classy guy. You know, you could tell he knows the finer things. He likes a good bottle of vino, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite
yes.
wine, Skin?
I like a nice French Bordeaux.
Mmm. Nice. Mm. That's a nice French yeah. Bordeaux. Huh. I like a nice Boone's Farm. That's
oh boy.
I like
like anything in a box.
I like
that's the best wine.
I'm a Bartles and James guy.
that's not wine.
Purple Passion.
Oh, I love it. There it is. Nothing but class on this program. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Skin at MrSkin.com, the world's foremost authority on movie and television nudity, and certainly enough of it to talk about. So how you doing, brother?
Doing really good, really good.
Yeah, we had a big week in movie. Like, what's the week in nudity? How is it? How do we shape out this week?
Well, so much. I don't know if I talked to you about that Sofia Vergara movie. Does that ring a bell?
No, you did not.
I'm looking at it right
this
now.
Is pretty cool. Now, I want to start by saying she's not officially nude, but it's definitely something you want to check out. So, Sofia Vergara did these interviews where she was talking about this upcoming movie she was going to be in. And she said in it that it's her first on-screen nudity. So when I read that, my initial reaction is that would be the greatest thing ever. But my second one thing is that I always need to see it before I give someone credit for being nude, because their nude and my nude
right.
could be very different.
Right.
So there's this movie called Bent that came out on March 9th, and it's an R-rated crime drama. And it stars Carl Urban, Andy Garcia, and about an hour into the movie, Sofia Vergara gets naked and walks into the shower.
Right.
The problem is, it's a shot from behind. Though her enormous natural boobs, you can see the side boobage, but it's not a real nude scene. So it's worth seeing, because we all know Gloria from Modern Family, and she's never done an official nude scene, but... It wasn't what she said in her interviews.
Yeah,
so.
I gotcha.
Skin, you know what? I still think it's a good one. Kelly Brown, huge fan of Annette Bening that you have up here.
Annette Bening was a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Is this? If you did with Mr. Skin, you can always say, "Hey, has this person ever appeared nude?" Annette Bening is a woman, a great actress that I would have thought never has appeared nude before.
Well, remember the movie The Grifters with John Cusack
yes.
in 1990?
Yeah, I did.
She actually did an amazing nude scene in that, but that was 28 years ago.
Yeah.
And she has a new movie out called Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's not even out yet. It'll be out in a month in theaters. It actually opened in the UK, and that's why we have these picks. But... Annette Bening plays Gloria Graham, who was an Oscar-winning actress. And you would know Gloria Graham because remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life that
yep.
we all watch over the holidays?
Yeah.
She was the she played Violet, the local temptress who had her sights on James Stewart. He ended up marrying Donna Reed, but there was this hot girl, Violet, in It's a Wonderful Life. That's Gloria Graham. Well, Gloria Graham used to hook up. She was known for hooking up with all these much younger guys, and Annette Bening's playing her in this movie, and she is topless, and 28 years since her last nude scene, we're trying to figure out in the Mr. Skin database if any other actress has gone 28 years between nude scene. We have not found one yet, but we will keep you posted.
Somebody's on this. Somebody's researching this.
Are you getting the beautiful nude scenes? These aren't pornos. These are legitimate movies, but you're also getting movie history. I didn't know anything about that girl, that Graham girl, and I know exactly what you're talking about from It's a Wonderful Life. I don't know if you know this, Skin, but Kelly on our show, who is a man, by the way, he loves the older, you know, the older generation. He loves older women. And by older, I mean like Helen Mirren, who is beautiful, right?
Yeah, we've asked about her before. Now, I got a curious one. This is not one of the greatest actors, actresses in history. Not, you know, somebody that I would find wicked attractive, but she's beautiful.
Doesn't
in her own
have
way.
To be. You just need to know if she's been nude.
Right. Has Meryl Streep, has she avoided that? Has she ever done any nude scenes?
Well, do you remember the movie Silkwood from 1983 about
the shower scene?
Nuclear power plants. And about 24 minutes in, Meryl Streep is in there with her jumpsuit, and she opens it real quick and flashes left breast. And it's not like a quick nude scene or a long nude scene, but you see real breasts on Meryl Streep 24 minutes into Silkwood.
Isn't she nude in the shower scene? And the shower scene, I mean, and it's horrible to watch because she's been exposed to radiation. And
you can't really see much
because
it's
very uncomfortable. Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
She's not Meryl Streep's not the one who cooked the bunny, is she?
No, that's Glenn Close.
Fatal Attraction. Right.
So one of the other ones that's out on
she looks like George Washington naked.
Okay.
All right. Best one ever.
One of the other movies that I was excited to see. I like Guillermo del Toro as a director, and I did like the movie, but I could not get past the very awful fish alien in The Shape of Water. I like the.
Yeah.
I know that was a throwback tone to like the 50s and stuff, but they should have made him look a little bit more realistic. For me, and I know it's a weird complaint.
If you do a throwback to the 50s, it's supposed to be cheesy.
I couldn't get past that.
Shape of Water is what you're talking about. It came out on Blu-ray last Tuesday, and you know it was cool because it won Best Picture. Sally Hawkins has starred in a number of really good nude scenes, and you bring up the Fishman. The Fishman and her obviously had a relationship. We like to call this movie Grinding Nemo, but it's a it's a movie that what I'm happy about won Best Picture and had some full nudity from Sally Hawkins.
The movie had great performances in it. I love the guy who played the lead guy, whatever, the detective, whatever his name is, the bad guy,
Michael Shannon.
I love him. So good.
Empire, yeah.
So good. I just watched that Waco show, and he's in that, man. That is so good.
And
he's a good actor, man. Yeah.
The girl from The Office,
this is surprising. Angela Kinsey.
Oh, yeah, you're checking that out. Yeah. So there's a movie called Half Magic that I definitely wanted to talk to you guys about. It's written and directed by Heather Graham. It's a movie about female empowerment, particularly of the sexual kind. And there's two things of note here. If you're a fan of The Office and know the accountant, Angela, Angela Kinsey, she had never done a nude scene before. She does an awesome nude scene in Half Magic.
Yeah.
And you'll get a half something else when you see this. It's really good nudity. And then on top of that,
you get that, Laura?
You understand
what Skin is saying?
Do you have any questions?
Any questions?
Do you have any questions about your body?
Okay, all right.
On top of that, Heather Graham shows her golden grams briefly, but also has a scene where she is enjoying herself that is super, super hot in Half Magic. It's a great movie for what I do for a living.
We are nothing if we are not in full support of self-enjoyment right here.
Yeah.
All right. So, Skin, go ahead.
Well, we're interviewing her this morning from Flashdance, Jennifer Beals.
Jennifer Beals is going to be on with us in about an hour or so, actually.
Well, when I was a kid, that Flashdance movie, like, she was as big as it could get.
Oh, my God.
She did a movie in 1997 called The Prophecy 2, and about 16 minutes in, you get a topless scene from her. She also did a movie called Blood and Concrete in 1991.
Yeah.
And then also The L Word. She had a nice run on The L Word. So she's done nudity, not like really graphic, fantastic nude scenes, but some good brief nude scenes from Jennifer Beals.
Yeah, she's beautiful. They asked it, you know, because she's going to be on with us, and she's got, obviously, she's on that new show, Taken, and she's like, the publicist, who was very nice and not demanding or being difficult, she's just kind of like, because Rock Station, she's like, go easy on the Flashdance stuff. I'm like, yeah, it was 40 years ago. I mean, how deep am I going to go into it?
That's all I was going to ask her.
Yeah, it was 1983 when it came out.
But she was, but it was iconic in its own kind of weird way. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It was.
I mean, well, even like in Tommy Boy, when he did the scene when he was dancing in the gasoline, that was a takeoff on Flash.
Yeah. I just saw it this weekend. Yeah. I was like, it was awesome.
Scotty's still watching the best movies.
Maniac,
still watching the best movies.
I have stars.
All right.
It happens.
All right. Anybody we want to throw out for skin? What about, I'm getting asked for Mila, Mila Jojovich. She's been naked a lot, right? Mila Jojovich?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a, I guess you'd call her, I'm trying to think what people would know her from, but listen, we just had some guy post on Facebook asking about Mila Jovovich's nude career, and I think The Fifth Element's her most famous movie that she was naked in, but she's done a lot of things where she went fully nude, like No Good Deed in 2002, about 56 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
A movie called 45 I really love from 2006. So, yeah, Mila Jovovich has done a lot of nudes, including He Got Game, which is a classic movie.
Who starred in Resident Evil? Is that her?
What's that?
Who starred in Resident Evil?
She was.
So she was in a movie called The Fourth Kind. Yeah. And it is a UFO related movie. If you've never seen it, it's not a nude. It's nothing like that.
Then he's not going to watch it.
No. It's a good movie. Skin likes good movies.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff.
Yeah. Skin's about. He's all about good movies. You know, he's got taste. Like I said, he classes up the joint.
I like good movies. It's just that for what I do for a living, I can't really spend too much time with those. I got to get to the movies with the nudity.
And she does a movie with one of the old actors. There's a sex scene in it. She gets it on with like Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Skin. Yeah. Our pleasure, man. Our pleasure.
Yeah. No. It's a great week of nudity, and we'll talk soon. And there's so much great stuff coming up. Don't forget Westworld. Season 2 will be out in a month, so that's
like Christmas.
We'll probably do a weekly update on all the nudity from Westworld, which is fantastic. Go.
Well, I'm glad. Look, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm glad you like the chatting with Skin.
Skin.
Little Sinatra for you, bro. Now, try to bring it. You know, a lot of these other shows, they just walk up to him and talk to him like as though we employ singers sometimes to lay it down for Skin.
Your budget is huge there.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Skin, thanks, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it. Chatting with Skin.
It's one of my favorite Sinatra tunes. You want me to? No?
Sing it.
No. Can't.
Why? You just said, do you want me to?
I know, but I can't. It's just, I got this.
I got it.
When, baby, I know damn well that I've got you, Scotty, under my skin. Right down here.
Awkward.
Right down here, buddy.
It is kind of awkward.
Don't look away from me. Look into my eyes. You can't resist.